You know, I'll leave that to Sean to respond to, because your friend of mine died, and I need to go to the memorial service. That election policy was passed by the PNB, and what we will be. Thank you very much.
Okay.
I was hoping to hear from the IED, but
you will come on. She's going through a few of them. All right, because you want to go first?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I think you guys met people out some really, and I don't know what other people think, but people who don't know what's going on, by the time they find out what's going on with the election, other people have already organized and they have a kind of advance, which is, I think, what Ian was speaking for. And one of the things I think, and I'm hoping that this tutorial does, because the tutorial is supposed to be a standard kind of tutorial, that they all say the same thing, and it pretty much just engages the public, and then the public can call in and whatnot. So this way, it will take out that ignorance when you're on the outside, and you're ignorant, and then the people on the inside know which I think was a fair complaint and was fair, and probably gave people advantage during the previous election. I also want to say that everybody complains about this election. People who won, people who didn't win, everybody complains about the way it was done. And I don't know if strangely enough is the word great to use, but strangely enough, Drake wrote this election reform that was quite detailed, brought it in front of, is that comprehensive?
No, comprehensive.
Comprehensive, I believe. And brought it in front of the PNB, and the PNB voted overwhelmingly passed it because people thought this finally had some structure and some fairness to it, and it was very comprehensive. And I think, does the board members have a copy of this? Can they get a copy of this?
Yeah.
I would suggest that we could get a copy to the board and discuss it from the top. Because I think that one of the things that a lot of the things that were addressed are some of your very correct concerns, and hopefully that when you read them, you will be at ease that finally these things are being addressed and the playing field is more level. And I don't know if this is the perfect. I think this is a good start, but I do think it, you know, it is being addressed. And these very issues that you're talking about were in that reform.
Yeah, and I would just add to that the playing of these tutorials on all shows, even during Fun Drive, the reason we're pushing that so hard is so that we bring in all kinds of new people, not aligned with any factions, not part of an inside or an outside group. And the only other thing I would add is I would say you must remember all the consternation over slates versus non-slates and all that was due to what I believe was a very foolish and silly rule put in place by our last local election supervisor, and that was to outlaw email. I have news for you. Email is the instant equalizer here, and it is more than appropriate to do voter outreach if you're going to let the voters know what you stand for. So I am hoping, and I don't know for sure, but I am hoping that the new election what's our national guy? Our new election supervisor will make sure that everybody can at least use email, because I think it's important for all candidates to be able to get their message out freely, and that all candidates have access to our membership list, which under California law, they have an absolute right to, and we can't forbid them from it. I think if you did those two things, made the list available to all candidates, and then allowed them to communicate and say anything they want in their email, you're going to have a very equal playing field. And that's what we want. Fair elections, accurate elections. Thank you.
Yeah, I want to take 1 minute here to announce the results of the election between Rhonda and Summer. Rhonda is our new treasurer. Thank you.
on the margin of one. Yes, we're working with everyone. I'm glad that
I just had a quick follow-up, which is that when it comes to emails, the problem is that with programmers, people who are on the air can use their emails to address their listeners. That gives people who have access to the airtime the unfair advantage of being able to find out everyone's email address and creating their own list. That's why programmers were not being allowed. As a staff candidate, there's no point in staff candidates lobbying listener candidates, the listener electors, because they can't even elect them. They can only lobby on behalf of their
listeners. To me, that is a red herring.
Yeah.
Well, the proposed system does not incorporate, the ability of people who have been pushed off of the air, who have, don't have to. The one where everyone who's on the air gets to talk to their listeners in a few minutes about the election. What about people whose shows have been pushed off the air and excluded? For instance, Chris had a show at one point. His listeners aren't going to be lobbied the way that the imagined listeners will be. My point is simply that it enfranchises those who currently have airtime to talk to their listeners about the election, and those who have been pushed off the air don't get that opportunity.
I want to just say, I understand your concern there. Number one, though, I think that the idea of these programmers having these massive email lists that they got from the show is a red herring. I know for a fact that most of my emails have come from my previous grassroots work. I doubt in eight years that I have gotten a dozen emails that I have put on my list, okay? I would not be against a rule just saying, please, programmers, don't do any politicking on your show. I don't go on Access Unlimited and say, vote for me and I'll set you free. If it's illegal under the bylaws, then we don't have a problem, do we?
Except that they work at work.
So we make sure that the bylaws are enforced. That's all. But then I'll outlaw the use of email. Outlaw the use of email, you are then saying the only way you can do voter outreach is through these things.
Why are staff members reaching out to listener candidates? Can I vote for them?
Rico wants to respond as a
candidate. I'm just going to respond to you before. The 15-minute thing, it was structured in a way that it should be standardized so that people can lobby special people, that it would be a standard thing. And once we implement this, that should be one of the things that we should all be looking at, see whether this will become a means for people to manipulate their candidacy or not. And so that the question he brought up should be brought up, and it should be brought up before the election so that we're looking at it before it happens as opposed to after the fact and then complaining about it. So I think it's a good question to bring up.
We're still on CMB report, so that's it.
We still have time left on CMB. We've got my question. I have two questions. I still have a thing. I'm going to ask a question on, should we wait for Leslie to make her report?
I think we should listen to the report first, because it might answer a lot of questions.
Is this the CMB report?
Yes. Yeah. Just on our motion, pending in front of the PND, our motion against the war in Afghanistan has been referred to a working group to come up with language for a network-wide editorial policy. Rico and I are both on that working group. Our two motions from last time have fallen off the agenda. I'm going to get them back on. The motions in the minutes here.
That everyone should be a part of the collaboration between
the volunteers. The one on volunteers and one on, I don't know, have my minutes here. The two from last time. And our motion on the conditions to the loan has disappeared out of the finance committee, and I need to push on that. I haven't pushed on that in a month or so. So I need to get back with Jamie and do that. I want to differ from my colleagues on the PNB a bit, because it's my understanding that as we left the new election policies, the programmers were to each develop their own tutorial, but there was not a standardization of that. Now, that might have changed and been amended, I don't recall. And there is nothing that I read in this that prevents slates from occurring in the new policies, and there is no statement about email one way or another, certainly nothing that overrides the mandate that staff cannot use their influence to influence listener elections. There is no policy that affects that one way or another. So that briefly is my report back, because I'm sure the nationalists will be taken up by my colleagues.
I just want to, I was answering questions on behalf of Grace. I just want to point out that at the Berkeley in-state meeting, we're in place meeting, we also passed a motion to facilitate a recall election at KPS. A in Berkeley, the staff there got enough people to sign up so that we will be having a recall election there. And then we also passed a motion that came out of this body in terms of working to make sure that program evaluations are fair, collaborative, and done in a respectful manner. That passed up in Berkeley. And then we also passed a motion that the PNB is to go on a fact-finding tour and collect information from the various stations concerning the collectives to find out if there is a systematic abuse of the bylaw requirements of 30 hours of service in order to vote in staff elections. In particular, that information will be that is to be obtained. Each collective will identify and name the collective in each station. We want to know how many members are in each collective, what percentage of aircon do these collectives represent, and what percentage of the staff electives do the collectives make up. The reason for this is that on a recent government call, while I was waiting on the telecall, we were told by representatives at KPFA again that the collectives up there represent 2.5 hours a week of programming, but represent 50% of the staff collective. Now that is an abuse. If that is the case, that is an abuse, or what I should say, they are flooding the staff pool of voters, and they're abusing our procedures in order to negatively impact the election. So we are going to be sending out this directive to all stations, again, asking them to name the collectives, how many people are in the collectives, and how much air time they take up, and what percentage of the electorate do they represent. We will then know if this is another myth in Pacifica, another urban myth, or if we have a serious problem. Once we complete our fact-finding mission, and if we do find that there is a serious problem, we'll sit down with all across the network, with all of you and everybody else, and figure out how best to limit the problem so that staff elections are not polluted with unqualified voters.
Negative impact.
Yeah, I want to ask you, does any other program have collected except expansion?
I don't know. That's why we're on a fact-finding mission right now. I wouldn't want to speak to that. I want to wait until we get the facts in front of us. There are a variety of collectors, not just Hispanic collectors. There are all kinds of collectors, and every station has a different kind of form of collectivity.
So I wouldn't want to answer that prematurely.
I will ask the motion to limit.
No, you're out of order.
The motion to limit collective votes to the policy.
That's my plan.
No, you're out of order.
Come on, Bella.
Okay, Bella.
He did, Bella.
We got it. We got it, Bella. We understand the point.
The first question is a LSC member not eligible to be the local election supervisor? Can an LSC member apply for local election
supervisor? Yeah, I'd have to let's talk straight or less on that. I wouldn't know.
Okay.
There's nothing in the bylaws about that.
Okay. So I don't want to recommend somebody. Okay. The second question. Second question is, last month, and this is directed to you, Sean, Grace talked about the broken telephone.
Right.
So it's been a month, so my question is, are they fixed?
I know that they are, going through that process. I don't know. I mean, if Tony was here, I could tell us in a second whether they're fixed.
Okay, so
they are better than, I don't know for sure, they are better than they were because they did go and start doing some work, but I really believe we need to spend about, I've heard it, everywhere from $3,000 to $5,000 and just go in after FundRise and put in a new system. But I believe that there's been some...
the FundRise going on.
The FundRise is going on right now, and I can tell you that there has been some work to make the phones work during the FundRise, which only makes sense. I just don't know how thorough the job was or... I do know that they're totally inadequate.
Okay, so because that would be a criticism. How long does it take?
We can't pull it out the middle of the fund drive. Part of the thing was they had a fund drive coming right out. And then you can't pull the funds out, the phone drive, the fund drive.
You don't want to see it. I'm not talking about it.
And we'll talk about with the fund drive story.
I actually had a question based on what you just said. First off, the idea of what is a positive or a negative impact on the election is in the eyes of the beholder. So the fact that you prejudge what a positive or a negative impact is in your own mind is a problem for me that you're involved with the process, number one. Number two, the bylaws define who is a member of the foundation and who's allowed to vote. You have put in 30 hours over 3 months, you're allowed to vote. That's all that says to it. In any event, there is a process that always has been in the past to get this done. Now, this is an issue that was brought up at the TMB. Again, this may be one of the solutions in want of a problem. On the other hand, the idea that we're trying to qualify who is doing enough work or whatever seems to me that you're trying to stack the deck in terms of who's allowed to vote.
You just accused me of having a negative thing because
I said negative.
Well, I did, because I think it's a negative impact on both the staff elections and our democracy here. If you flood the pool of voters with unqualified voters, let me give you one example.
Except the fact that this is a governance committee report and you have been...
Not governance committee, this is PMB. I'm asking a question which he interrupted.
The PMB committee report.
You're not permitted to seize the floor permanently. I'm allowed to ask a question.
You're interrupted.
I'm not, sir.
Always do it.
I am.
deep breath.
You have the floor.
I would like to point out that the motion to limit collective votes was defeated.
Thank you.
No, it was removed.
Well,
that was removed.
In any event, I'm troubled by what I'm hearing. I also wanted to contribute my perception, which is that there was a boycott on, in effect, in New York previously by the supporters of Stephen Brown, which has apparently been called off now that the general manager was fired and the program director is on suspension or leave or something. So the point is that the production at the station may be reflecting people's political sentiment in some respect. From some quarters to come back and give money to support the changes. So it may not necessarily be that the programming.
So we have so far going to your health.
We have 2 minutes left on this item.
Just a question from the
floor.
Was it a question?
Ask him. I'll respond to anyone who's got questions.
All right, please, real.
Before you leave, do any of the three reps here in Nashville have something else to say on important on other issues than this?
No.
I have posted all the minutes that are going to prove to take the tail of people. So all of those motions are there for us.
Maybe it's not coming in.
We have 30 seconds left on the agenda.
I just want to say, part of the problem is, the reason we're doing this fact-finding, we have had members on the election committee suggest that if you go and put 30 hours a month in Googling things for a show, you should get a staff vote. I don't think that Googling, it should be counted as work at the station. If that's the case, I can get 1,500 cripples to join my collective, and we'll just run, the staff election. So all I want to say is, to finish my time, I would never do anything like that.
I know that
other people have said this. Who's not objected?
Time.
Bob Liver. Your buddy Bob Liver.
My Bob.
Time.
Bob, your Bob.
The chair has called time and at least pay attention to him.
We have 10 minutes for public comments. Okay, we're going to go to public comments. You ready? You have a comment?
Yes, I sure do. Of course I do. Thank you very much. This is Bella DeSoto, and I wanted to clarify something. I am on a list for serving 3 hours as many people come to the station to help with a fundraiser every year. 3 hours. And besides that, I have been serving on a number of committees over the years. So I am more than qualified. So when you're talking about Googling, that is a lot of BS, bloody BS. And you know it, and this is just your rhetoric to derail the process. Now, I want to say that Great Darren must go. She must go. We are being destroyed left and right. This person must go, and I mean all her cohorts. Also, this cannot be tolerated anymore. The elections will go forward, and I do not care who provides another name as supervisor for the election. I really couldn't care less. But just follow the process, read your bylaws, and if there's any indication there that an LSB member can run, then go for it. But there's nothing in it. So don't try to invent something that's not there. Now let's follow the process. I hope that each and every one of you gets to reclaim properly through a transparent process. Thank you very much.
Okay. Any other comments from the public? Questions?
What Grace mentioned about the whole election process, I just wish that she was loud enough for me to hear. Other than that, I just wish that we ought to make it serious because this year's election is going to this year's election is going to get the best. You know, it's going to sky up to the roof and great virus. So we gotta like take this seriously, you know, and organize the election.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
I worked on the election committee from the very first one, all the way through, and also on the bylaws when we tried to, make some provisions for all of this. And we didn't do a thorough job of it, obviously. But I think that requiring people to have email and having that as the primary communication for the election process is pretty hard on communities that don't have, financial protocol to have email for the personal reasons. Yes, they can go to the library sometimes, but that means they make a special trip and it becomes harder for them to participate in any way. And also, when programmers at the station have their own private email and websites that they direct people to from on the air advocacy, that means that they have a separate channel and private ones to promote their ideas about what's going on. So I would hope that, very clearly that the use of email by staff people in particular directions in their own website or to their own email list be prohibited, because that's an unfair practice that they have already. Plus they always manage to go on the air and talk. If you want to, get my recommendation, call me at this number, or call me dial into the staff on the phone, that kind of thing. So it happens anyway. So I agree that, email is a useful tool for communication, and it's a good way to get information from your local and national election supervisors to the candidates themselves. But it shouldn't be the only way. And that means that it means that the station has to participate willingly and wholeheartedly in promoting the election and transparently in promoting all candidates. And that means that you can't refuse as a programmer to air candidate announcements or announcements about the election. We say that really we ought to audit the traffic report to see if the announcements are done fairly
General studies in a lot of areas, penetration for internet access is now already at 80%.
That is a lot.
It's only going to get better over time. There's still some digital divide. There's going to be moving toward optimal internet voting, where the individuals without internet access will still have the same ability to use paper ballots, but those with internet access will have a secure method of voting on the internet. That is coming. And just as an example of how internet penetration is becoming on a triangle like a telephone, I know personally that the government of the Philippines, in order to qualify public school retirees, who are expatriate living overseas, like in the United States, to receive their pension benefits, they must set up a Skype account and call Philippines to set up a Skype teleconference with video recognition. Wow. And anyone.
Not the most progressive government.
Okay, thank you.
I had a worship at my church the other day, and five people there. Two had driver's license and one had a cell phone.
One had what?
One had a cell phone. I have neighbors that have VCRs because I gave it to them. My neighbors pay $600 a year for a two-bedroom, two-bath house with a tunnel on the back.
A year?
A year.
Okay.
movement?
Yeah, you just kind of lived there 50 years. It's about paying banks for the privilege. I just spent the total of about 6 days in Superior Court getting a graduate student at Irvine out of the nut house. He spent 8 months in the nut house because he ate tuna in his car.
He ate what?
Tuna in his car. He's a graduate student in brain chemistry, and I hope I get a copy of the court case. I think you'd be appalled what it is to be crazy in this culture. I think you'd just strangle if you found out what it is to be crazy in this culture. I really disagree with Terry. A subset of Angelinos will never get a chance to be on their computer while they're raising children, or be on their computer while they're working for the man at a construction site somewhere. They'll always have the possibility of having a $2 radio in their ear. And if that's not an audience, then I don't know why I've wasted the last 10 years. That's my argument.
The digital divide is real. The big boy that's never existed.
No, it's shrinking.
Do we know when the next one is in the shotgun?
Thank you.